How are you doing?
Good evening, everyone. Back again, it's I, your fearless leader, Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And indeed, your radio avenger tonight brings you another dynamite program, if I may use that term, pardon the pun, because tonight we'll be talking once again about, 911, 911, as they say. And we have two guests with us, scheduled to be with us in this hour. I think both of them are with us on the line, and they are calling from different parts of the country, and yet we're going to let them talk to us together about this common subject tonight of 9/11, and particularly one part of this puzzle that took place recently that really intrigues me, and that is this the so-called Saturday Night Massacre at Popular Mechanics magazine, New York, and what happened, the reason for it, and who exactly took over, and what's it all about, and why are we now being given certain disinformation from the publishers and the editors so that we might come to a conclusion that's already preconceived, primarily a conspiracy theory on the part of the government. Well, that's interesting. And with us tonight are two gentlemen who are no strangers to my programs in the past, and one of them, of course, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press, and also Eric Hufschmidt, who has done quite a bit of research in the field of science and, of course, specifically 9/11, the publication Painful Questions and Analysis of the September 11th Attack and the DVD that goes with it. So let me just welcome both of you right now, gentlemen, to the program.
Thank you.
Hello there. Who's this, Eric?
This is Eric. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you now very well, thank you. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be on.
Thank you. And also Chris Bolin, right?
Hello, yes.
Okay, yeah, no stranger. Well, Eric, we had you on my local program way back, about a year and a half ago or so, and, of course, we've interviewed another group of people over the same period of time dealing with their own particular investigations into 9/11. And, of course, both of you gentlemen tonight are going to discuss this very strange case that I guess has really attracted national attention. Was it the George Norrie show, Chris, that recently had on one of the people involved, one of the Chertoff family, I believe?
Yeah, that was Art Bell's show.
The Art Bell show, yeah.
And he had Benjamin Chertoff on, the senior researcher and the new research editor for Popular Mechanics.
And happens to be the cousin of Michael Chertoff.
Yes, right? And I found that out by doing a little poking around in the phone books in New York, and I talked to Benjamin Chertoff's mom and asked if he was related, to the great Michael Chertoff of the Homeland Security Department, and she said, yes, of course, he's a cousin. And when Art Bell finally, I wrote an open letter on the internet, asking Art Bell if he would address this and some other questions, and he was therefore sort of forced to deal with it, but they sort of marginalized it by saying that Art Bell said something like he was the 14th million cousin, and Benjamin Chertoff himself said that even after speaking to his father, he didn't understand the relationship, as if the relationship went back into the dark recesses of Belarusia.
Well, they probably just met each other recently, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to pick up on that note and start the program in just a few moments. Stay where you are, gentlemen, and you, our listeners, call in tonight. You'll have a good chance. Rick Adams with you. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Radio Avenger gets even better.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, let's begin the program then in this hour that we have. You want to jump on the line? Let me give you the number again. 800-313-9443. Is our magic number to get on the air with our two guests tonight, 800-313-9443. Again, Eric Upschmidt and, of course, Christopher Bolin. Chris is from the American Free Press. Where do I begin? First of all, how did this whole thing start, this mystery about a publication that seems to be quite innocuous in and of itself, Popular Mechanics? Either one of you gentlemen want to jump in here on this?
I can say something. Several months before the March issue came out, back in October, there began a purge at the magazine, and the senior editors and senior editorial staff were basically told that they had, in one case, an hour and a half to clear out. After 21 years working at the magazine, this is the former creative director of the magazine, number two on the editorial masthead, was told he had 90 minutes to clear out. And he said that after 21 years, they were so kind to let him come back and get his archives and things for 21 years. And now it's important to understand that Popular Mechanics is a Hearst magazine, mm-hmm. and it's the president of the board of the magazines is Kathleen Black, and she's married to a man named Thomas Harvey, who was former special assistant to the director of the CIA. And so it clearly what happened was they decided to turn popular mechanics into a technical rag that would advocate the government's position on 9/11 and on the war in Iraq and et cetera.
Now, that's interesting because I had also heard from a friend, a local individual who also happened to be really a caller who had some government contacts, in fact. And he had said essentially the same thing you're saying. And when all of this appeared on the Art Bell show, it's interesting the way apparently the guest, Mr. Chertoff, was allowed to basically get on the broadcast and do a, well, an apologia for the government. And here's a guy who supposedly is in no way connected directly to the federal government, yet, as you know, we've said now, his cousin is involved directly with the Homeland Security and has been a fixture in the federal government for, what, over two decades, right?
Yeah, and this, well, Michael Chertoff, the new head Homeland Security czar,
right.
He was formerly Assistant Attorney General in charge of Criminal Division of the Department of Justice, and he had that position when September 11, 2001 occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And what's very important is that we had no criminal investigation. I mean, the American people had no proper blue ribbon criminal investigation of the events of September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is largely due to Michael Chertoff. For example, there were many Israelis who were apprehended. Some were apprehended right across the river from the World Trade Center, and they had been captured videotaping and celebrating, giving high fives and obviously celebrating the collapse of the World Trade Center.
Yes.
The FBI caught them, and these five men were found out to have been Mossad agents working with a phony company, a phony moving company based in Weehawken,
yeah,
New Jersey. And their moving van tested positive for explosives. And they had obviously prior knowledge of the attack, and they were sent home on visa violations. And so what we've had all along is we've had Israelis that have been apprehended in some way connected to the events of 9/11, have been sent home on visa violations. At the same time, some 800 Arab or Arab-speaking or Muslim Americans and visitors have been pushed away into some sort of concentration camp status simply because they are of the wrong religious background, what have you. It's
mm-hmm.
The whole thing, like Guantanamo, is a charade. It's to make the American people think that the Muslim and the Arab is our enemy, while the real culprits have been gotten off scot-free.
And Michael Chertoff himself was involved in the Justice Department at this time?
Yes, he was
okay.
The Assistant Attorney General mm-hmm. in charge of the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So he oversaw criminal investigations that should have occurred in September 11th.
And John Ashcroft ultimately had to make a decision then as Attorney General, right? And he made the decision to return to Israel these various individuals, as well as, I believe, a number of others, by the way, who were picked up as well.
Yes, as many as 200.
All the way through the area.
As many as 200 Israelis were picked up
yeah.
from Florida to Montana and Texas and Tennessee, driving these moving vans, or also these other Israelis who had been following these art students, these Israeli art students
posing as art students,
as
yeah.
art students who had been shadowing these Arab culprits.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, of course, you know, this was corroborated, by the way, by the fact that I believe it was Fox News that originally reported the story, and then mysteriously, within a couple of days or so, took down not only any reference to the story on their website, but then took down the whole, you know, the whole story itself. I mean, just completely cleansed any reference or any way of going back to the story that they originally posted. And I believe it was Carl Cameron who, in fact, was one of those that was asking questions at the time. And boy, his tune changed rather quickly, didn't it? Huh?
Right.
Yeah, this is an interesting case here. Now, Eric, you have done quite a bit of research in 9/11, not only the research that had to do with the obvious incongruities in the reports of the government and the 9/11 Commission, but also on many of the interesting scientific anomalies here in this whole situation from day one. What's your take on all of this?
Well, I think the reason that they had that Popular Mechanics article in the first place is that my book has been attracting a lot of attention. Well, not a lot percentage-wise, but, you know, enough Mm-hmm. That they started to get worried because Jimmy Walter, who is rather has a lot of money, he's a philanthropist, he decided to start advertising my book, trying to get this information out. And I, that apparently is what caused somebody there to decide that they better do something to try to stop it. Because that's what, when Art Bell asked Chertoff, you know, why did you do this? He was mentioning Jimmy Walter and his advertisement.
Right.
So this is a sign that it, it may be that the people are starting to pick up on this information, and they're worrying, and they're trying to stop it, and they're using the people within the media that they have control over, apparently Popular Mechanics and Art Bell. And so it's interesting if you start looking at who in the media actually reports the news and who just seems to be doing what they're told. It's almost everybody that we know, you know, in the, what we call a mainstream media is just following orders. And
it's
it really brings up a big important point that most people don't even consider is that the media is under control here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's obvious, isn't it?
Well, only to some of us. I mean, it's not to most people. It wouldn't have been obvious to me years ago, for example. But you see, it's only when you start realizing that they're lying and then you look around at them all and you realize all of them. And you, then it starts to make sense. Who is getting the promotions? Who gets the job at Clear Channel to be on the radio? Who gets the job to be on the TV? Who is becoming a reporter and who's not? And apparently it's who joins the club. They get the promotions and who can be blackmailed. And it looks pretty diabolical sometimes because if you look at Art Bell, he's a good example. You know, in the year, I think it was 2000, Ted Gunderson was accusing him of something or other related to child pornography or child molesting. He disappears from the radio. He says he's quitting his radio show. Then he comes back a few months later, and all of a sudden he now supports the government. On not just September 11th, but he's insisting that Apollo landed on the moon, while at the same time he's promoting every kind of silly story about UFOs and crop circles and ghosts and goblins.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it starts telling you something. Here he is disappearing after these terrible accusations, and now he comes back supporting the government? It's as if somebody went to him and said, here are the choices are. You go to jail or you do what we tell you. And see, this is what I think part of the reason they can have so much control over the media is the people who are getting promotions are the ones they've got something on. And they're holding it over their head saying, hey, you're going to do this or else. And you look at some of them, like Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
There was accusations a little while ago that he was not just having phone sex, but it was, you know, the woman didn't want it. He's doing it. He wants it. I mean, this is not really a crime, but it's embarrassing. You got accusations from Kay Griggs that George Stephanopoulos is hiding his homosexuality. You've got accusations out there that Ann Coulter is a man. I mean, there are... It looks as if the people who are getting promoted are the ones that are being blackmailed and bribed.
Mm-hmm.
But most people would never occur to you.
Well, the average public, John Q. public, I don't think anything occurs to them outside of what the latest ball game score is or what's the latest in the twist of events on Michael Jackson. So, I mean, the masses have always been basically sheep being led to the slaughter. That's true. But then again, of the 5 or 6% of the population that we would call rising above the masses, as Ortega y Gasset once said, probably would question at least some of the more blatant anomalies and inconsistencies in the official 9/11 story. After all, a record number of people went out and bought this book, the so-called 9/11 Commission Report, although the report itself was basically a skeleton of what was taken in before the commission, as you know. And then most of the testimony that would have come forth was deliberately kept off the radar screen by people connected to the Bush and Clinton administration. So here, you know, as the American Free Press pointed out, Chris, right from the beginning, you had a massive conflict of interest on the part of just about everyone connected with this commission. So we really didn't expect them to come out and tell the truth. Now, did we?
No, we didn't get a blue ribbon independent investigation, and this is a crime against history. And of course, the evidence was destroyed, and the investigation was controlled, and the outcome was predicted.
Right.
And,
okay.
And that's
listen,
what we're fighting
stay there.
Against.
We've got to take a break.
Yeah.
Don't say another word. We'll be right back with you and our guests, Christopher Bolin and Eric Huffschmidt, on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
All right, Radio Avenger. I'm back, Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America. I guess everybody's trying to give us a call, so we're going to try to move along with the phone calls as quickly as we can, all right? And we have two guests on the line, and myself and a caller, so that sort of taxes our system here. Without getting too technical, it sort of puts a maximum burden on our phone system here when we're on the air. So hopefully we'll all equalize and we'll all sound well. But anyway, Eric Hufschmidt is one of our guests, of course, dealt with the 9/11 question, and of course, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press. Our first call is from Gary from Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How are you?
Okay, good. Got a question or a comment quickly?
I've got a question. I was wondering, I've kind of heard rumblings of Patriot Act 3 in the works. And I was wondering if you've heard anything about that or not.
Gentlemen, Patriot Act 3, what have you heard?
I don't know anything about it.
I know. I thought they were just trying to redo the Patriot Act right now. That's what's going on right now. But I don't know about if it's number 3 or just redoing number 2. I don't know.
Okay, next question.
That's the only one I had.
Okay, Gary. Thanks for calling. All right, let's take Rodney from Texas. Hi, you're on Uncensored Radio Free America. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Christopher Bolin and Eric, how are you guys this evening?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I really appreciate this because just today, and by the way, I want to tell you guys that you guys are keeping pressure on these people because I just seen the, or read a story off of the Associated Press today that was written, and it suggests that the intense fires from the air from the airplanes, you know, the airplane fuel, that it burnt the staircase and caused the some of those 47 supporting beams to collapse. And so, therefore, the, it said the construction of the building was faulty, and this led to the majority of the individuals in the upper regions of the Twin Towers losing their lives. Well, we know that's not true, number one, because of the information that Eric has brought out in his book, and number two, because of information that you brought out, Christopher. I mean, yeah, Mr. Boland, but I just want to commend you guys because what this tells me is that people are waking up and that you guys are keeping pressure on the people, you know, the what I call the real culprits, the real murderers, the criminals of 9/11, and that there's a lot of pressure being put on. The truth is coming out, and I just hope that you guys don't let up.
Yeah, but what you need to realize is it's not just me and Christopher. It's the people that take our material and show it to their friends. If nobody ever looked at my book, it would be meaningless. It's only because people buy it and then show their friends or take it to work. And they, you know, the same with Christopher's articles. If you don't pass them around and let people know, then we have no effect. It's really the people that are taking
right.
this information and
word
getting it out there.
Word of mouth. And by the way, I want to, according to this, to try to validate the story, they claim that the this agency called they said it was the NIST. Yeah, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that they claim that those buildings were built faulty and the staircasing was faulty, so therefore those people would have died anyway. But according to some information I've seen off of Infowars.com and Infowars.tv, the firemen that day claimed that they had nearly put out just about every fire in that building.
Oh, yeah. The NIST report is only to – it's like they're feeling the pressure and they're trying again to cover it up. It's like another Popular Mechanics type article.
Yeah, so they're another organ of the government and they're just following orders. But once again, because of the Radio Avenger and also people spreading in for this good information that you guys are putting out, word of mouth, it's having an effect. And I hope soon that you know these murderers will be brought to justice. But I want to commend you guys, and please keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, brother. Okay, Rodney from Texas, always a good call. You can call, too, at 800-313-9443. And, of course, we'll be coming up against a break in a couple of minutes again, but then we'll have about 20 minutes or so just to be able to chat. So we have plenty of time to talk in this hour. And I want to concentrate on another aspect of the official 9/11 story that we were told about, certain flights and the Pentagon and so forth. But let me just ask you quickly, one of you, perhaps you, Chris, as far as the whole purpose of taking over a publication like this particular one, Popular Mechanics, what do you think was the main purpose in mind? I mean, they could have done it with any other publication, right?
Well, they want to reach a specific targeted audience, and that would be men and young men who are military-minded. Popular Mechanics has always had an audience of military-minded, scientifically-minded young men,
right.
And they want to focus on this group because they want to push their military technology. There's been a great deal of that, as usual, and at the same time, they want to try and debunk discredit people like Eric Hushman and I, because they want to reach out to this scientific audience, this technologically minded young male, and make an imprint on that person.
There you go, the demographics again, right?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Now, hold on, because we're going to take our midway break, and I want to give you plenty of time to discuss with me an aspect of the 9/11 situation that we need to talk about, and that's what allegedly took place at the Pentagon. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
The Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, sir. Hey, we're turned on to the truth, and that's all we want is nothing but the truth. And I'm afraid these days you're not going to find it in publications like PM, Popular Mechanics. You know, gentlemen, it's funny we should bring this up because I happen to have a list, quite a repertoire of publications, one in particular, that goes back to the 1960s, and it probably had its finest editor then. And the publication was Analog. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And its editor was a man by the name of John W. Campbell. Were you familiar with him?
No, actually, I'm not. Are you, Christopher?
No.
Well, John W. Campbell was one heck of a very, very ahead of his time conservative type of editor, writing in the 1960s in a science fiction magazine. And here he was writing editorials, and he was writing about everything from civil rights fiasco to the whole idea of race and reason and controversial subjects where he would probably be called today a total a nutcase, a skinhead, a racist, a homophobe, whatever. But here was a man that was doing all of this in a publication where you'd least expect to find it. He was doing the reverse now of what's happened to Popular Mechanics, and he was very popular in his way. And, of course, a number of science fiction writers like Poole Anderson and others would also write their stories in there. But here was a way, an avenue of a person with a similar point of view as ours, expressing it through a publication that you'd normally go to for science fiction, Analog. And I thought that was an interesting thing that I should have brought out to you. But anyway, we have people on the line waiting to talk to you. However, before we get to them, and I promise you, James and others, I will get to you. This whole episode of the Pentagon and the idea that Flight 77 was commandeered and that plane, that passenger plane, was flown into the Pentagon is one of the most controversial aspects of this whole 9/11 story. And, of course, Eric, you have dealt with this extensively in your publication and your video on painful questions and analysis. Now, I've been reading other publications for the last several years, and one in particular in which the editors were concerned with some crazy conspiracy theories on whether a plane actually hit the building or not. And one of the people they suggested was crazy and conspiratorial was this individual from France, and I'm sure you're familiar with him, Terry Messian.
Right.
What do you make of that particular author, his situation, his going back and forth with the government, and the charges that that he's a little bit off his rocker?
Well, his original accusation was that a truck bomb went off in front of the building, and it was later that, you know, right pretty much after that, that the Pentagon released those five images from the security camera that showed something flying into it. So he then changed it to maybe a cruise missile or something hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So originally he did actually think nothing flew into it at all. It was a truck bomb, and that's where that comes from. But now that there's more evidence available, what it looks like is that something did fly into it, but it was not a big commercial plane.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the seismic data, there were several seismic stations around, and they don't show any large airplane crash either. In fact, they don't even show any airplane crash. So something's flying into it, but whatever it is, it's small and lightweight, and that may not even hit in time. Maybe it blows up before it hits. So,
well, the reason why I bring it up is because the government was concerned enough to try to answer Mr. Messian's claims and to try to create the impression, at least the so-called evidence that they said existed, that the commercial jetliner was flown into the building. Now, of course, one of the things they produced, as you know, was some passengers' body parts. What do you make of that?
Well, they didn't actually produce it. They just said they've identified them.
That's what they said. They said,
but they never actually. Yeah, no one's ever actually seen anything. And that when they sent the dog in to help find survivors, the dog always on every photo has a blank expression on his face, as if he never even picked up the scent of any of those 64 people. Now you got to picture the 64 people in one little tiny area of the Pentagon, and the dog can't find even a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the shuttle, when it blew up and went flying all over the whole nation, there's pieces all over the place, even pieces of their body. And yet we can't find the passengers or their luggage or the pieces of the airplane in that tiny little area?
This is the point that I think I'm trying to make here, and that is that rather than actually showing us the evidence, it was the government that claimed the evidence that passenger remains indeed had been found.
Exactly.
Okay, that's the important distinction. It's one thing to state it. It's another thing to bring reporters in to show the American public to say, look, this is what we have. These are certifiably the remains of so-and-so passengers who are obviously supposed to have been on board this flight. And that's very important because, you see, you take someone like Messian and others who have come up, and David Icke's name comes up, and others who get into the flying saucer thing, get into the mysteries of astronomy, and then tie it all into 9/11. And then the government and Chertoff and people like this turn around and say, you see, these are the people that believe that it had to be government and no one else. I mean, they're trying to do an apologia for Al-Qaeda. This is what they do. This is exactly their modus operandi, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, they'll pick on the people that fall for the Martian business and the UFO stuff.
Yeah, David Icke and company, right.
And you
exactly.
See, that's also what Art Bell is pushing. Do you see the connection here?
Right, exactly.
And you'll see the pattern after a while. What they push are all the stupid things. They deny all the stuff that's true, and then if you accidentally fall for one of their stupid things, then they can ridicule you.
And this is why I always try to stay away from theories and possible explanations, because I don't think the burden is on anyone but the government. And I've said right from day one, it's the government which must prove its conspiracy, and so far it hasn't proved one leg of it yet. And this is the thing, no convictions, absolutely, in fact, Supreme Court decisions now reversing the government's claims about al-Qaeda holding prisoners without any charges, torturing them. You know, each and every day we add the pieces of the puzzle, and here, lo and behold, the government's whole theory just seems to be shattered, you know, just totally shattered to pieces.
Right. And, well, see, this is the thing. When people tell us we're supposed to prove that Flight 77 never hit, I mean, it's not our responsibility. They have to prove that it did.
And that it did, yeah.
People have to realize that. It's like when someone steals your car, you don't have to prove that someone stole it and what they did with it. All you have to say is, look, it's gone. Where is it? You know, I mean, you don't have to solve the crime. You don't have to prove it's up to them to prove where Flight 77 is. It's up to them to release those security camera videos, all the confiscated photos, you know, all the data that shows here it is. Where's Barbara Olson's body, for example? Did they give that a burial? Did they give that back to Ted Olson?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where is all this, and why are they holding all the security camera video if they really have it?
And then, Eric, you had brought out originally something so shocking that others have brought out, obviously, and that is the fact that all of the steel, all of the girders, in fact, were contrabanded. They were all seized. All of the evidence was taken from the scene and then shipped overseas. And that, to me, was an eye-raiser, to say the least.
Well, especially when you consider Fire Engineering Magazine, which is a magazine for firefighters, the editor wrote about this, and he says he even looked through all the laws trying to find an exception to the rule. And he says there's no exception. When you have a big fire in a big building, that's evidence of the fire. That's evidence of what brought the building down, and it's supposed to be saved. And he says there's no exception that he can find.
Yes,
and he
absolutely.
Even, it's like published in a magazine, and he's calling on the government to stop the destruction. But it's the same thing that happened to General Parton when he said, don't destroy the Oklahoma City building.
Oh, absolutely.
And they just ignored
him about that. Yeah.
They ignored him and destroyed it and then buried it.
Yeah, and the same type of nonsense was given as a rationale. And, of course, one of the things they said was, we didn't want the people to have to go by that scene and see that horrible sight and remember it all over again. I mean, talk about lame excuses and nonsense, and this is exactly what the United States government is peddling. All right, let's take another call now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Thanks for waiting, James from Austin. You're next on the program.
Eric, I want to give a plug for Eric's video and book. I got the video, and it's fantastic. Everybody should get that. And
yes,
I agree that people should distribute it. I wish I could, but my wife didn't like me doing that.
Like you doing that.
Well, she's concerned about our safety and
our safety, house
getting burned down and all that, you know, by the cockroaches. Anyway, I got an important question. It's kind of an important part of the puzzle that I keep hearing different things about, and it's the 8-second thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from different sources, even a fire chief that I saw on A&E Channel's Anatomy of September 11th, there was a fire chief that said the North Tower collapsed in 8 seconds, and I've heard it from other sources like Alex Jones and George Humphreys, and that makes sense to me. But then I also watched the video and counted it myself, and it looked more like 11 seconds, but I thought, well, maybe the extra 3 seconds is behind the smoke that I can't, you know, really tell. So I wasn't sure, but if you hear it from a fire chief, that sounds legitimate. But I saw a website that they have this stuff, you know, they have clips of videos where they have like 7 seconds and it goes down to 13 seconds, and now is there any official, so-called official source that says exactly when each tower...
Yes. Yes, there is.
Clear that up.
Yes.
In other words, it'd be like a mainstream official source?
Yes, there is.
The
building performance assessment done by the FEMA, American Society of Civil Engineers,
the BPAT report that was done in early 2002. Dr. Gene Corley was the head of that. They have broken each collapse down. The North Tower collapsed in 8 seconds. The South Tower collapsed in 10 seconds. And the World Trade Center number 7 collapsed, I think, in 18 seconds.
Okay, so the 8 seconds. Okay, so the 8 seconds is a solid fact.
Well, it's also going by seismic data, 8-point-something-or-other seconds is what they're looking at. That's where it's
going. Well, then these other things I'm hearing. So when if I'm talking to somebody trying to explain the idea that 8 seconds defies Newton's law of gravity, then
no, it doesn't. It's 8-point-something seconds, and it actually, if you calculate from where it started, it is 8-point-something seconds. That is how fast that object's fall, because the collapse started at about the 90th floor. You'll see that in my video.
But the thing is, Eric, is that the North Tower began collapsing, and you see that the communications tower begins to fall.
Oh, yeah.
That's the full 415 meters.
Right.
And it would take 9.25 seconds for an object to fall from the communication tower level.
Yeah, that's another thing you have to remember. It's where you want to start the collapse from. Do you want to start it from when that top tower, like he just said, if you want to start from there, then you have to add a little time to it.
Right.
So
that's why I'm thinking that in George Humphrey's video, I don't want to take away from your video, Eric, but in his video he mentioned if you go with the 9 second statement about where it should begin, then that explains that there had to be high level military explosives in there to pull the building down because of the vacuum that they create, and that's why it fell faster. If you see it from the 9 second point, that it fell faster than Newton's law of gravity, and that's. To me, that's a compelling point if you're trying to talk to somebody, but I wanted to make sure that I'm saying the right thing when
I say
8 seconds.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily, it wouldn't fall faster than gravity unless something's pushing it down like explosives. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd have to be on top of it, but you see, when you're
The vacuum thing doesn't work as far as...
Well, I mean, theoretically, if you put explosives above a steel beam, it'll push it down faster, but you see, the biggest problem you have when you talk about a collapse of a building is when does it start and when does it end? Because there's pieces all over the place.
That's true.
And they don't just fall down at one time. And the collapse, like, you can start it from when the building starts to fall or when the tower antenna starts shaking. See,
has anybody done a structural model on how long it would take for the floors to physically naturally collapse floor by floor?
They don't naturally collapse.
I mean, has anybody done a structural engineering model to show how long it would take if it did fall the way they said it fell?
You mean the pancake effect?
Right. Would that be like 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes?
Well, there's no way to predict because, I mean, if you pick one floor hitting another floor, that's what they say is one floor fell down, hit the floor below it. And then floors then hit the floor. I mean, if you add 1 second per floor, that's 110.
That's 100 seconds, right. I did my own little quick thing, and I don't know if we have engineering and physics stuff going on here that I'm not aware of, but isn't there a stop in time between floors?
There's a delay. As it first hits, it's going to slow down as it crushes the floor below it. Assuming it even has the power to crush, which it wouldn't.
If you look at
the Madrid fire, some of those floors collapsed, and all I did is create some junk on the floor below it.
Right.
You know, when a floor falls down, it doesn't just pulverize the one below it.
Exactly. Plus, it doesn't create a crystalline molecular concrete,
doesn't turn it all to powder. So the whole thing is a fake, but you have to be vague. You can't say it's specifically 8.4 seconds to collapse. I mean, it's vague as to when it started and when it ended. It's just about 8.4 seconds.
Well, I mean, it's safe to say 8-something seconds as opposed to 12 or 13 seconds.
Right.
And that's what I feel comfortable saying when I'm talking to people. I just want to make sure that there is a definite source for that. I'm not going to take any more time. You got other callers, and I really appreciate your help.
Good questions, James.
Thank you very much
from Austin. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Anyone else would like to get in quickly? We still have a little time for you. 800-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we're speaking with Eric Huffschmidt tonight, researcher on 9/11, and Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press. So while we have time before a break, let me do this. Let me give each of you an opportunity to plug yourselves. And I believe you, Eric, have a website, don't you, and a way to get your materials.
Oh, yeah. The easiest way is just to go to hugequestions.com. That's the easiest one to remember.
Hugequestions.com, huh?
Right. And that'll take you to there's some free videos there you can watch if it hasn't been overloaded. Or you can, it'll take you to my main site, erichuffschmidt.net, which is just too hard to spell. And you can get DVDs like by the six pack. A six pack with shipping for $24. So you can get them, it's like $4 a piece.
Right.
And that's with shipping. So, I mean, you can this way you can have yourself a little conspiracy party and spread the information around.
Yeah, and, of course, the American Free Press online portions of it, you can go there tonight or tomorrow, anytime online, AmericanFreePress.net. And then, of course, people can subscribe and should subscribe to this weekly publication and get a trial for, I guess it's $17.76 is all it is for a trial subscription. And they can do that by dialing 888-699-NEWS. Is that right, Christopher Bolin?
That's right. And I want to, before the hour's up, I want to get one point in here.
Oh, sure.
Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel, is coming next week. And in the last week, I focused on some of these software companies that have been involved in September 11th and allegedly and whatnot. And this week I'm focusing on the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence connection to September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most neglected aspect in the mainstream media. There's a ton of evidence, a preponderance of evidence that points to Israeli secret intelligence being involved in the events of September 11th. And in my mind, they are the most likely suspect.
Very interesting. All right, we'll pursue that on the other side of this break. Our program will continue. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Okay, hey, we're back very quickly because we got about 3 people or so online that want to get through and not much time, so I'm going to ask each of you
Make your questions as brief and pointed as possible to our guests, Eric Hufschmidt and Christopher Bolin. All right, let's do that then while we round out the program. And we've got, I think it's Nikki in Austin. Hello, the program.
Hello?
Nikki, are you there? Hello.
This is Julius.
Okay, well, Julius is next. All right, that's you then in Arizona. Julius, go right ahead. Question?
Yeah, quick comment. The problem I see with the world, the attack on the Pentagon is some people claim that something did hit the Pentagon at a very high rate of speed, like maybe close to 400 or 500 miles an hour, and it turned all the aircraft structure into confetti, basically. And I know that that happens at super high speeds, but that would negate the possibility that junior pilot that allegedly hijacked Flight 77 could have flown that plane at that speed and accurately hit something. It would have had to have been a remote-controlled aircraft, maybe an A3 Sky Warrior or something similar to that.
Okay, gentlemen, a comment on that?
Well, if it turned to confetti, that would mean 60 tons of confetti, and that's an enormous pile, and you can't find any of it in the photos. All you find is a tiny little engine that's the size of what they put in a Global Hawk and a couple other tiny little scraps. There's no bodies, no luggage. So there's no sign. There's a sign that something hit it. It looks like one engine and something small and quiet because there's no one talking about the noise either. There's not much reports about incredible noises or the vibrations of the engines. So it looks like something small and quiet like a drone, computer-controlled drone.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We've got Joe here in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You're on the program. That's you, Joe.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Eric, I drive professionally in New York City, and I go constantly up and down the West Side Highway. Of course, you know that the North Tower proceeds immediately from the sidewalk of the West Side Highway straight up. You're aware of that?
Well, no, go ahead. What's the point?
Okay. Here's the situation. If that building goes straight up in the air from the West Side Highway,
mm-hmm.
If that building of, 120 floors?
110.
A pancake like the news media showed us, it came down all around the surrounding area.
Right.
Should have come out maybe 50 yards in every direction, maybe even more, with steel and concrete and everything else. There's two crosswalks at the base of the building, about 20 feet off the ground.
Right, the elevated one.
Crossing the West Side Highway.
Right.
I noticed many times that there were just ding marks in it. They were never replaced. There were just ding marks in it. It was all metal. It's like sheet metal. People walk across it. When that building fell, I said to myself, that had to have destroyed those. These were right up against the building.
And?
So in other words, it tells me that that building went the other way. That building did not fall down the way the news media showed us.
What?
Those were all false impressions.
Well, right. That's exactly true. Because I mean, if you look at those photos of that walkway, that elevated walkway, and it hasn't even been crushed much.
Right.
And here's buildings 1,000 feet up in the air falling down, and it doesn't even break these things up. It was fell so perfectly. There's no way to explain this.
All of you made excellent points. Joe, thank you. Guys,
thank you.
We're out of time, unfortunately. We'll do it again sometime. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, that's the end. Tomorrow night, we'll be back again with another exciting program of Uncensored Radio Free America. Until then, Rick Adams, take care.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.